Big yellow one is the sun.
Okay, so I have the amazing Evan Grace with me today.
Yay!
He has recently, as I understand it, since I got to attend, he earned his Eagle Award in Scouts.
Absolutely.
And is having a lot of fun doing other stuff. So why don't you start off and tell us about your Eagle?
The Court of Honor?
Just your project.
My Eagle. So when I became a Life Scout, it's been 2 years since I became a Life Scout. So there's a little bit of a break in there. And I've gotten busy with school, but I found a good project, Eagle Scout project. One of my leaders, Brother Pugmire, he's in the military, and he found a couple projects on base at Fort Lewis. And one of them really caught my attention was building a reader board at one of the improving one of the campsites, which I had previously camped at, which made it even more interesting, and it caught my attention. So what I ended up doing is I built a signboard with, and in the end it had a rules and map of the surrounding area and the campsites and the rules, and it had a roof with shingles. Ooh. I liked that part. And it was made of all wood. And Brother Larry Gray really helped me to construct it. He helped me with the materials list and building it. He took a lot of time to help. And then he helped at the Eagle Project, too. So once I built it, that took about 10 hours of my time total, just building it. In total, on the project, I spent almost 30 hours. It's a lot of time, but it was a lot of fun, and it was out at Lewis Lake, and I don't remember the day I did my project, but I bet that can be found in paperwork in the binder. Oh. Okay, so the day that I did my project, I announced it in priesthood meeting at church, and I got 8 scouts to help me, and we went out, and it took only 2.5 hours total. It was awesome. Perfect weather. Didn't rain. It was forecast to rain. We did it on a Thursday, and it turned out that part of the base was closed Friday and Saturday. So that was really good. And it rained Friday and Saturday too. And one of the cool parts is that they were doing training the day that I did my Eagle project. So as we were going in and out, we saw tanks lined up across the road. We saw military guys with guns on the dirt road leading off of it. And one of the coolest things is we saw guys in ghillie suits. Two guys in ghillie suits walking right beside the road. But other than that, the project was a lot of fun. We got out there, and all we had to do was concrete the reader board and the signs. I'd also acquired metal poles and signs that said campsite 1, campsite 2, 3, 4. There was only 4 campsites, and I put signs at each campsite. And we cemented those, and we cemented the reader board. And it was really short because we got fast set concrete. So that was pretty easy. And we got some good food to eat. We got some cookies and a hoagie. And some fruit snacks. Can't forget the fruit snacks. And some trail mix. And that was a lot of my mom came. Larry Gray, Kyle Phelps, Stephanie Phelps, Gracie Phelps, Mitchell Hollinsworth, Roman Daves, Cody Bake, Caleb Bake, Spencer Hollinsworth, which he is now on his mission, and if there is any, I think that's about all. Yeah? Yeah. And so once we got done, we went back to the church, unloaded. I had some extra shingles. Actually, a couple weeks later, I went back out to it because the rules in the map had not been made yet. So we stuck that on with the plexiglass over it, my mom and I. And a couple of the shingles had fallen off. So obviously, I didn't staple them on well enough. So we're going to go out there soon and stick them back on.
Cool. Well, do you want to tell us about the Eagle Court of Honor and what was cool about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Eagle Court of Honor, super cool. June 10th, 2011, 7 o'clock p.m., mission. You go to the Eagle Scout Court of Honor. It was a lot of fun. It was a fun night. It was great having family there. One of the highlights of it was Michael doing the biography speech. It was quite cool. It was awesome. He got a little teary-eyed. Mm-hmm.
And did you, was this just your Eagle Court, or did you have it with somebody else also?
My brother. It was my brother and I's Eagle Scout Court of Honor. It was cool having a brother, two brothers, for an Eagle Scout Court of Honor, and we got a lot of support from the community. Some of my friends from school came, and it was fun having Andrew there.
So your brother Andrew earned his Eagle at the same time? Or you guys were awarded the Eagle at the same time?
I earned it about 2 months after him in a timeline. But in actuality, I earned it about 4 years ahead of him. If you think about it in our ages. But that doesn't matter, obviously. Well, it might, but... But we were awarded at the same time.
Cool. So, what kind of things have you been doing with school and hobbies? And I also heard that you're staffing at some camp or something like that.
Yeah. So, at school, I've been involved in many things. Some of the things that I've been involved with was this year I was in two plays. Actually, one of them was a musical. The first one that I was in was called They Call Me Danny Brillo. I was the creepy photographer. I carried around a camera wherever I went, rainbow suspenders, and I think a plaid shirt. It was really fun acting really weird. I think it's the funniest part I've ever played. And then I creeped out people. Quite fun. And then the next play I was in, it was a musical, and I was one of the leads. My name was John Allen. And the story goes, there was a theater that was going to be torn down, and I was the lead person tearing it down. And there's a group that wanted to save it, so they tried putting on a play, and it ended up, what a surprise, that I fell in love. My character fell in love with the person that was trying to save it, the lead girl. So it was all saved, and I ended up building places around it because I was an engineer. And that was a fun musical. I sang, I danced, and I acted, and it was fun. But it was a lot of time. I was glad to have it over. I have more time now. And then I was in what you could call a male pageant at my school. It was to raise money for cancer. It was called Mr. Tai. It was a lot of fun. I got to play Waterfall by John Schmidt for my talent. And we got free tux rentals. And each person had a different color. And mine was white, but everybody else, their vest was just a different color. But I got a full white suit, so it was awesome. I figured out that I wore it for 16 of the 24 hour of the, I believe the 36 hours that I had it. And that how people were chosen to go into that is by like band, choir, sports, and my group was drama. I'd been selected as a boy, and we had girl escorts. So that was fun. And I've been... I, I went to National Youth Leadership Training last year, or NYLT, and that's basically the step up from troop leadership training, and it was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot from it, and it taught me a lot about a boy-led troop, and so I decided to staff the next year, and it's been fun. It's been fun, but it's had its negative sides, too. And so, in about a week, I'm going to be staffing it. It's the actual camp, about a week and a half. A lot of hard work, and then a lot of sleep. Not much sleep. A lot of sleep when I get home. And then my interests lately have been electronics. Love it. And like robotics, and I'm in teacher's quorum. That's a lot of fun. And venturing crew for our adventure this year. We're gonna be going on a 50-mile coastal hike from around Lake Ozette to somewhere else. Don't remember where, but it's gonna be super cool. I hope I can use a bivy sack for it. Those are cool and lightweight. And let's see, coin collecting, that's not a huge focus, but it's still an interest. And spending time with my brother Michael whenever he's here. And then just doing, oh yeah, because I got an iPod Touch. That's been taking up a lot of my extra time. A lot. Don't tell my parents. I mean, I'm joking. They already know I play it so quite a bit. But that's been a lot of fun. And then, what else?
So you mentioned that you do some piano playing. How long have you been playing the piano, and what kind of events have you done lately with the piano?
Oh, the piano. I've been tickling the ivory lately. I've been playing the piano for about 9 years now. I started when I was 5 and I'm 14 now. And it's so much fun. I have grown so much. I love music. And I'll always love music. And see. And recently I've played in a couple recitals at Mr. Chai, the male pageant at my school. I played Waterfall by John Schmidt in front of a huge crowd, like more than 600 or 700. It was crazy. The whole cafeteria was chock full. It was really cool, and I played it perfectly. It was a lot of fun in a White Ducks. See, and I've been learning all John Schmidt pieces lately. I'm learning Game Day. I'm almost done with that. I've been learning Dumb Song. I've learned Waterfall. That's all done. And the next one I want to learn is All of Me. That's a really good one. And I know the TV show, The Office theme. It's quite fun.
Yes.
And I've stopped taking lessons. I stopped taking lessons about the time I was in the musical Playing the Palace. Oh yeah, the name of the musical that I was in was called Playing the Palace. As in, like, playing the piano, playing the palace. And so I've been playing the piano in my spare time, and it's really enjoyable.
That's really cool. So what kind of career are you looking at or thinking about getting into when you know, later in life?
Well, I've been specifically looking at becoming an engineer, or more specifically an electrical or a software engineer or a mechanical engineer. Around that area, because I love math, I love technology, and that kind of stuff interests me. But I just know my career will have something to do with technology.
Cool. So, what grade are you in right now?
I'm in ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
And we're in a junior high system, so I'm at the top of the chain. But I can't wait to get out.
Awesome. And so you're going to be going to what high school?
Rogers! Go Rams!
And then after high school, what are your plans? What do you see yourself doing in the next 5 years?
I see myself, once I get out of school, doing a job, getting a job, saving money up for a mission, and then going on a mission. I want to learn another language on my mission, or be able to use the Chinese that I'm learning. Oh yeah, and then after a mission, well, in the next 5 years, I obviously see myself group dating a lot, and going to church dances a lot, and finding any excuse to be around girls a lot. And then after my mission, I want to go to like BYU Idaho, BYU Provo, and I think it'd be pretty cool to go to MIT.
Wow.
That's one of my interests. And let's see, and after getting off my mission, I obviously want to find a wife.
Oh. Oh my. So, do you have any childhood stories or memories that you can remember that you can share that might be funny or interesting?
Childhood memories. It was fun going to the Pacific Science Center all the time. I remember a long time ago, before Michael went on his mission, he would sometimes playfully tickle me, and I still remember that clearly. That was fun. I remember he never annoyed me, just to annoy me. He was a great brother. And let's see, I Roman has been my best friend for a long time. I've always gone over and played with him, and we've gone places together. So much fun. The first time I went tubing was with him at Banks Lake. I went to the Grand Coulee Dam, saw the light show. That was really cool. We went on the tour. I'm going to refrain from using bad language, so I'm just going to say the tour, not the tour. Last year on High Adventure, we went whitewater rafting for part of it, and one time I had to go to the bathroom really bad, so I just jumped on the side of the raft and let myself down into the river a little and just let myself go, but one of the guides said to me, "There's a huge waterfall right ahead of us." And it scared the crap out of me. Not literally, but it still scared me so much. And I started freaking out. That scared me. I learned to get over a lot of my fears at High Adventure, a lot of water. It was fun whitewater rafting. And we went rock climbing too. That was fun. Let's see, childhood memories. When I got really tired, I'd get into the laughing stage where I'd laugh at everything, and I'd just laugh and laugh and laugh, and then go to bed. Do you have any ideas of childhood memories? during the winter when it'd snow and then it'd melt a little and then it'd form ice on the road up by the gate at our house, Roman and I, we would take the wheels off of our skateboards and go snowboarding on the ice. Fun. Actually never hurt myself very bad. Never broken a bone. See.
Nice. And do you have any favorite jokes that you'd like to tell us? How about some quick knock knock jokes? Do you have any good ones of those?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting
cow. Moo! Let's see.
Now, right after I got home, you guys picked me up when I was coming home from my mission in Japan. And in the car, you were really excited to tell me a joke. Do you remember what that joke was?
I don't remember everything about the joke, but I will give you as much of it as I can. Okay?
Okay.
There's a little part of it. Let me think for a moment. Okay, so there's a preschooler, and his teacher asked him to find the first 5 letters of the alphabet, and that was the homework assignment. So, this preschooler, he went home that day, and oh, crap. I don't remember. Let me think for a moment. So, his brother, he was watching SpongeBob. And I can't remember the joke. So, his first brother, he came up and asked him, what's the first letter of the alphabet? And he said, his brother said, shut up. And so, he wrote that down as the first letter of the alphabet. So then he went over to this other brother.
Okay. So I can edit all this audio, but I found it online. I'll read it to you real quick so you can tell it. So it says, a boy came to school one day, and during his spelling lesson, the teacher asked him to go home that night and find the class some spelling words. So that evening he goes home and talks to his sister, who is listening to music. Give me a spelling word, he says. Ooh, ooh, baby. Yeah, 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 his sister sings, and so he writes it down and continues. Next, he goes to his mother, who's on the phone. Shut up, she says. So he writes it down and continues down the hallway and goes up to his younger brother, who's watching TV. Give me a spelling word. Superman. So he writes it down. He goes into the kitchen where his father is baking. Dad, I need a spelling word. His father opens the oven and yells, my buns are burning, my buns are burning. Next day he goes to school and his teacher asks, do you have the spelling words I asked you for? The boy says, ooh, ooh, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. What did you say to me? Shaw, who do you think you are? Superman, what's wrong with you? He screams to the teacher, my buns are burning, my buns are burning. Is that how yours went? Or close enough?
Mike told me about that when you came home from the mission. You think we're telling that joke. Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have to pack. I'm wondering if I should even bother going to sleep. Or just gonna get up.
So that's not. I'm gonna that house wiener.
Hey, give it back. There we go. Have you guys seen the other shaver?
Another shaver?
The other one.
Can we only text message?
I can call.
I don't have your phone number.
Oh, I've got it.
So they'll give it to me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll get it for Mike.
Alright.
So you guys haven't seen my new camera?
I haven't seen it.
I'll look for
okay.
it.
I don't think I've
right.
even seen it.
I need to put our clothes away.
Okay.
We're recording.
Huh? What?
Are you being a turd?
Only on Tuesdays.
Honey, that suitcase is... I need it soon.
I know, we're almost done. We need 5 more minutes and we're done.
Okay, I'll fold clothes.
Andrew, would you like me to show you out?
Yeah, because I need someone to walk the front door.
Okay.
Thanks for coming down here, Greg. Appreciate
it. It was good to see you. Very exciting to see you graduate high school. Big steps. I like it. Hoorah.
I thought I did the fist pump, but I was looking at pictures.
You did.
But I think I only did this.
No,
you
did
do the fist
did
pump.
The fist pump right before they handed you the cover.
There's
thing.
A picture of
I
it.
Totally got it.
Sweet.
Love you, dude.
Love you too, man.
Next
week, call me. Tell me what the deal is on those, the Jawbreaker and the Texas State.
Yeah, you bet.
Spokane. Sorry.
Oh.
Jawbreaker. Ghost Squad.
See ya.
See you later.
I totally remember it now.
Awesome. Ready to go.
Okay. So, one day, there's a spelling lesson in class, and the teacher asks this kid to go home and find the first five letters of the alphabet. So he goes home, and he asks his mother, which is on the phone, what's the first letter of the alphabet? And she says, shut up. And so he writes that down. Then he goes to his sister, who's listening to music, and he asks her, what's the second of the letter of the alphabet? And she's singing, ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. So he writes that down. And then, oh crap, I'm going to start over.
Well, you don't have to start over because I can edit this and put the pieces together.
So he goes home. And he asks his mother what the first letter of the alphabet is, and she says, shut up. Because she's on. So he goes home that day, and he asks his mother, which is on the phone, what's the first letter of the alphabet? And she says, shut up. So he writes that down. Then he goes to his brother, who's watching TV, and he asks him, what's the second letter of the alphabet? And his brother says, Superman! So he writes that down. Then he goes to his sister, which is listening to music, and he asks her, what's the third letter of the alphabet? And she sings, ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. And so he writes that down. Then he goes to the plumber, which is fixing stuff, and he asks him, what's the fourth letter of the alphabet? And the plumber says, in the toilet, in the toilet. So he writes that down. And then he goes to his dad, which is barbecuing some hamburgers and baking some buns in the oven. And he asks him, what's the fifth letter of the alphabet? And his dad opens the oven and says, my buns are burning, my buns are burning. And so he writes that down. Next day, the kid goes to school, and his teacher asks him, what's the first letter of the alphabet? And he says, shut up. She says, who do you think you are? Superman! And she says, do you want to go to the principal's office? And he says, ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. So he goes down to the principal's office. And the principal asks him, where do you live? And he says, in the toilet, in the toilet. And the principal grabs a ruler and hits the kid on the butt, and the kid yells, my buns are burning, my buns are burning. So there you go. There's the joke.
Very nice.
Loved that joke. I love that joke.
Awesome. Well, it's been great visiting, Evan. It's been great to see you get your eagle, and I'm very excited for your future and all the exciting stuff you continue to do.
Yep.
Cool. Well, we'll see you later.
See ya in a few years. Bye-bye.